And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I'm ready for a Lee rant. Let's talk a little bit about valuable versus sensational in our world.
Yeah, this is a kind of a tricky subject for a lot of people because they are so hungry to build audience and to kind of focus on cosmetics and listeners and downloads and things like that really don't drive business for their clients or themselves. And they get trapped by these kind of impersonal, inauthentic measures. And just because you can measure something doesn't mean it's worth measuring. And sadly, in today's world, the things that get measured easily and that can kind of drive numbers are the sensational, the controversial. Those type of things are where you're going to find larger and larger numbers because that's what kind of base instincts that humans kind of gravitate towards. In our world, we're focusing on fewer people, but realer relationships, authentic relationships, serving people one-on-one, face-to-face, and then our platform does that. When you focus and if you're trying to drive numbers and get as many downloads and listeners as possible, you're going to have to slowly creep into more and more sensational, controversial things. You can see the things that are popular in the media. The things that get the most headlines are the things that are the most controversial. You don't see headlines about, oh, this person's doing good work. This person helped somebody. That's the stuff that gets ignored. The stuff that gets kind of amplified as the things that are about, you know, kind of the bad things that humans do to each other. And our place is kind of an oasis where we're trying to tell the positive stories. We're supporting and celebrating the work of the people that are just out there grinding every day. And those stories may not get as many listens as somebody who's doing something crazy, but it's going to mean more for the person that's telling the story, and it's going to mean more to the people that matter to you.
Well, and another important aspect of this from my way of thinking is the sales utility of that approach versus the way that we choose to approach it. Building a great big audience, getting your message out to a gazillion people, and then hoping somehow that produces the result of someone coming to you with some interest. You know, I suppose it could happen, but it's just a slow, unpredictable way to go about it. I can't even call that a strategy. And anyone who's ever listened to any of our work and any of my work knows I'm all about doing anything we can to produce better results in less time. And this more authentic, real, counting things that count kind of approach is a much more predictable. It's a repeatable, transferable process that you can and should measure.